Now, you may have noticed the word steroids in the title for today's episode, so let's address the elephant in the room. Please do not think I am about to tell you to start injecting yourself in the butt every Monday morning. I've never touched steroids in my 30 years of working out, but as much as we may look at users as dumb meatheads, that's generally not the case. The sheer scale of knowledge that steroid users have on hormonal balance, training loads and calorie intake to get the most out of their usage is impressive. But why am I telling you all this? Well, during one of my regular internet reading vortexes, I read about a common dosage protocol popular with steroid users called Blast and Cruise. And this was a real light bulb moment for me that I wanted to share with my fellow guys over 40, because we can apply the same protocol to losing weight after 40 without having to talk to that sketchy guy at the gym about his pills and potions. Hi, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, helping to get guys 40 plus fitter, slimmer, healthier and happier in sustainable ways, and certainly not jumping on steroids. If you'd like to book a free call to chat about your goals and how my Thrive 2020 one-to-one coaching program could help you lose 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in 12 weeks, email me, chris@offacoach.com, and we can set that up. So today we're talking fat loss after 40 and how we can steal a tactic used by steroid users to speed things up without too much disruption to our lives. Now, let me first explain how a blast and cruise protocol works for guys on the juice. Then we'll do a deeper dive into how we can use the protocol to lose weight that we want from our bellies, our chests, our face, or wherever. So guys will blast with a large dose of testosterone or whatever steroids they're using in the short term. Then they'll back off and cruise on a much lower dosage. In fact, a similar dosage to what older guys on TRT will use in the long term. So steroid users, in a way, are following a protocol that has them always on steroids with this blast and cruise approach. This contrasts with another common protocol of cycling, where steroid users are on a cycle with a medium dose and then they're off with zero dose, and that's when they have to contend with their body's natural testosterone production having completely shut down. So during a short-term blast with a big dose, the body is under a lot of stress, it's hard, it adversely affects liver enzymes, lipids, cholesterol, but that's only for a couple of weeks, because then the cruise part allows the body to recover while still keeping testosterone at healthy levels. Okay, how the hell does this relate to fat loss after 40, I hear you ask. Good question. Instead of thinking of a dose of steroids, let's think about a dose of calorie restriction, the amount under our daily metabolic rate that we will try and eat during a diet when trying to lose weight. So, as you know, losing weight is a bit tougher after 40. We've all experienced diminishing returns from our efforts. Something that once worked seems to no longer do so, and this is normally when we grumpily come off whatever diet we were on. So what happened there? Well, the body adapts to a kind of medium level dosage of calorie restriction eventually. Our metabolism slows down, and so the body fat stops coming off as easily. Now, similarly, if we were to try and stick with a super restrictive diet with a big dosage of calorie restriction, we will lose weight pretty fast to begin with, but then we get higher cortisol, we get hormonal imbalances, and our metabolism slows right down again. That's right, despite trying harder, you sitting there nibbling on a lettuce leaf for lunch, we are left feeling tired, hating everyone and everything around us, and cruelly no longer losing weight despite eating relatively little. So to recap, when it comes to diet, trying a medium level amount of calorie restriction long term gets diminishing returns, while we can't cope with higher levels of calorie restriction for very long. But think about it, we could blast at a higher dosage of calorie restriction for a couple of weeks, and then cruise at a much easier level of calorie restriction longer term. So in a sec, I'm going to take you through how this would work over, say, a 6-week period. But if you've listened to previous podcast episodes, you may remember I always talk about a slow and steady approach to fat loss, as that's all we have time and energy for as we get older. And don't get me wrong, that still works and it will work for you. A kind of 80-20 style, healthy and calorie restricted Monday to Friday, a wee bit messy and eating a calorie maintenance at weekends. That is still a good way to go. But admittedly, there are some limitations for some people with this kind of slow and steady approach. For a start, we're only human and we want proof, we want progress. At the beginning, when trying to lose weight, that eating more healthily and dealing with hunger is worth it. And so losing half a pound in week one is pretty underwhelming, even if doing your calculations, that would work out at 25 to 30 pounds of fat loss in a year. It still doesn't feel like very much. Then also at certain times, you feel you're having to stay in the slow lane fat loss wise when you're actually willing to lose weight faster and do something a wee bit weird or hardcore, even if you know it's not a good long-term strategy. And so for these reasons, with some of my one-to-one coaching clients who are keen on trying this, I now use a blast and cruise approach to fat loss, where we alternate a more restrictive, higher dosage restriction, and therefore higher maintenance approach in the short term. And we alternate that with a lower maintenance, a lower dosage of restriction, where we eat normally, but just a bit less in the longer term. So if you're curious how all that would work in practice, let's look at a typical blast and cruise fat loss cycle for guys over 40. So first, we'll cruise at a lower dosage of calorie restriction first, because if you haven't restricted calories before or in a while, then doing a blast, doing a high calorie restriction right off the bat is just masochistic and unnecessary. So let's get your mind and body primed for fat loss first by calculate your basic metabolic rate. I'll put a link in the description for a calculator that I've put together for that. Then deduct just 200 calories from that, and that's your target daily calorie intake during the cruise. Then calculate the calories in your breakfasts and lunches, because you eat the same things for those meals. Things like MyFitnessPal or Chronometer Online are great for getting ballpark numbers for those. Then use those figures to then manage your dinner portions. We don't want to have to go down the road of trying to calculate the exact calories in your dinners, because that's a pain in the ass and there's dozens of ingredients in dinners. But that does allow us to at least guesstimate what kind of portion size you should be eating for dinner. Then you're not snacking between meals, and you can have some managed indulgences at the weekend, whether that's takeout, booze, or a meal out. That kind of approach, we will cruise like that for 4 weeks, and you will lose some body fat that way because you're in a slight calorie deficit, but we can do more for a while, like I said. So we're going to do a blast for 2 weeks only, before your metabolism catches on and adapts, before your cortisol levels tank, and before you get fed up and grumpy. We're just doing a blast for 2 weeks, and we'll do that by following the 16-8 protocol for intermittent fasting, essentially having an 8-hour eating window each day, which really just means you're dropping one meal a day, probably breakfast for most people. So you would start eating at 11 a.m. and stop eating at 7 p.m. There's your 8-hour eating window. Do you stick to this over weekends too, though, during the blast? Remember, it's only for 2 weeks. It's only 2 weekends. After 2 weeks, you should have lost several pounds of body fat. For me, in my experience with clients, 3 to 5 pounds are lost during this 2-week blast. And now, although you may be tempted to try and surf this mega fat loss wave forever, thinking you're a genius, thinking you've cracked the code, don't, because you're going to get diminishing returns. Your body will start arguing after 2 weeks. It's becoming a pain in the ass for you to stick with it anyway. So we go back to Cruiseville. We do another cruise. You can eat breakfast again because we're cruising. Or if you've realized during the blast that really you don't miss breakfast, for me personally, I don't really feel like eating before midday anyway. That means you can up your portion sizes at lunch and dinner and not really worry about eating any calories after 7 p.m. during the cruise. Fat loss will slow right down, obviously, but that's part of the plan, remember, because after 3 or 4 weeks of cruising, if you still have more weight to lose, you can do another 2-week blast. And this blast will work again because your metabolism has reset because it's running on that cruise level of calories. Fat loss will happen immediately when you start another 2-week blast because we're increasing our dosage of calorie restriction, again, just for 2 weeks. And really, you can repeat this protocol of 4 weeks cruise, 2 week blast for as long as you need to. You're eating pretty normally for 4 weeks, blasting for 2 weeks, losing a chunk of weight and then pulling out before your metabolism and hormones start to suffer. So why does this work so well for busy guys over 40? Because essentially, we're talking about 4 weeks of being okay with half a pound to a pound of fat loss each week in a manageable way, then ramping things up for 2 weeks at a time to knock off another 3 to 5 pounds. And if you think about it, 7 to 10 pounds of fat loss every 6 weeks adds up very quickly. And most of the time during this, you're eating pretty normally. You're not having to give up the foods and drinks that you love at the weekends either. And for me personally, 2 weeks of restriction is doable. Even if on the odd night out, because I've timed things wrongly or something, even if I'm having to stick with Diet Coke or water on a night out instead of having beers, and I'm having to suck up some extra hunger, I can tell myself, this is just for 2 weeks, it's just 2 weekends. And, you know, by our age, we can suck up some extra discomfort for a couple of weeks, because God knows after 40, the rest of our lives is pretty annoying already. We have a high tolerance for this type of stuff. But like I said, the devil is in the dose. A couple of weeks of being hungrier is absolutely doable when we know we've a hard stop after that and we can get back to eating relatively normally, albeit in a slight calorie restriction after a couple of weeks. So does that blast and cruise approach sound like something you're keen to try? If so, email me chris@offercoach.com and let me know. And also remember to reach out at that email address for details on the Thrive 2020 one-to-one coaching program, helping you thrive, lose 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in 12 weeks. But I'll chat soon, fella. Take care.